You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Your Special by Ted Griffin. This tract is read by Adam Verner. This audio production is copyright 2011 and published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Tracts, copyright 2007 by Ted Griffin. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. There are no ordinary people. You have never talked to a mere mortal, wrote C.S. Lewis. It's true. Each one of us is a special creation of God. Believe it or not, no one else is just like you. Your physical appearance, your voice and personality traits, your habits, intelligence, personal tastes, all these make you one of a kind. Even your fingerprints distinguish you from every other human being, past, present, or future. You are not the product of some cosmic assembly line. You are unique. But the most important fact of your identity is that God created you in His own image, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. He made you so you could share in His creation, could love and laugh and know Him person to person. You are special indeed. The Bible reveals God's total interest in you as an individual. The psalmist wrote in one of his most beautiful prayers, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139, verse 14. God knew you even before you were born. Then and now, He has plans just for you, plans conceived in love. As we appreciate God's constant concern for us, we really begin to grasp the awfulness of sin. He loves you and me so much, yet how often we go our own way, turning our backs on Him. God's designs for our lives are then blocked. His mercies do not come to the unwilling. But even here, we are precious to God, for He continues to love us even when we pay Him no mind. He still sees us as individuals with great value. No wonder the psalmist declared, How precious are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. Psalm 139, verses 17 through 18. God is not an unfeeling, cold-hearted monarch of the heavens. He feels our pains. He shares our sorrows. He cares. And He considers each one of us important enough to love. In fact, He loves us so much that He gave His only Son to die for our sins. Herein is love, the Bible says. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation, full payment, for our sins. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. Because you and I are special to God, He wants to forgive us and give us a full, meaningful life. When we trust in Jesus Christ and let Him put our lives together, the Bible says that we become God's masterpieces, created in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, paraphrase. Can anyone be more special than that? Yes, you are valuable to God. If you have never trusted Jesus Christ for your salvation, you can pray something like this today. Lord, thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins and rise from the dead so that I can know your forgiveness and live with you forever. Right now, I ask Him to be my Savior so that I can live as the special creation that you intended me to be. Thank you for listening to this recording of Your Special by Ted Griffin. This tract was read by Adam Verner. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.